Well, firstly, it was to find peace, I suppose. I have a busy life. I'm studying. I have two children. And I suppose I was also really getting over a very painful breakup, you know, that happened actually years ago. And I found that running, firstly, really helped me. Running, in fact, helped me a lot. But I'm looking to explore other ways of meditating as well, because I don't always have the time to run. It doesn't fit into my lifestyle at all. But currently, this works best for me.
And did you look to any traditions in terms of the meditation, or did you just look at meditation in general, or are you experimenting?
To be quite honest, I have looked into it. I haven't tried it yet. I'm thinking about it. It's bizarre. You know, life is so busy. You're constantly, you know, even meditation is on my list of things to do, yet it should be on top, you know. I mean, initially I had tried, you know, every night playing. I had a little CD that I'd gotten about 2 years ago. So I'd play that, and it was all about your chakra points. You know, I think a woman's healing area is generally her womb. So it was all about, you know, feeling all those points from your feet up. That worked for about a week. And then, of course, life became busy again and I'd forgotten. But I'm still looking for other ways to meditate, I suppose, ways that will fit in with my lifestyle. Even though it really should be top of the list. I mean, I wake up at 5, but the first thing I do is turn on my computer and read notes, you know, whereas I should be meditating at that hour.
And for you, is there a spiritual aspect to it, or is it more sort of a pragmatic, I want to find a bit of space and quiet and a way to unwind?
I suppose it's a combination. Then again, it depends on what you view as spirituality. I suppose some people would look at it as being religious. My spirituality is really about finding peace, inner peace, being calm within, and how I deal with the world out there, you know. So whatever happens in my life, I want to be able to not allow it to affect me. I don't want to react to things. I want to be able to, you know, sort of stand back and pause, you know, and that's what I'm trying to get from meditation.
Mm-hmm. So it's a tool, I suppose, in order to deal with the slings and blows, as they say, about outrageous fortune.
Yes, exactly that. And I suppose just people in general, you know, when I look back, I mean, even with the little bit that I have done, I suppose I now meditate even when I'm just in a classroom or out in the city centre. I find busy areas, I used to give so much of myself that I'd be depleted, devoid of energy afterwards. But now I find that I can be in a crowded place and just escape within that crowd. And that is new to me. However, I still haven't been able to, like, you know, silence my son's voice when he starts. But I'm not sure if that is an emotional connection with someone that, you know, it's always hard to break that. But that's where I've gotten thus far. Whereas sensitivity, I am still very sensitive to what other people say or do. And that is, I mean, not as sensitive as I used to be. But again, those people are generally people whom are very close to me, you know, so like my ex-husband or my mother, my brother in South Africa, everyone else. I've learned to really just not react so easily to whatever they do or say. You know, I take it with a pinch of salt and that's it.
And when, I mean, you talked there about you tried meditation and, you know, but it's not always top of your priorities, even though you feel like it should be top of your priority. Maybe talk us through, though, what you do, because you say there sometimes you try to improvise by doing some meditation in a class. So do you try to calm the mind, or do you focus on something in particular? Or do you have a mantra, or do you have a prayer, or do you have something that you say?
It's actually a combination. I should try prayer, but I don't have a prayer. It's physical with me. So recently I was doing a course on advocacy, and I had no idea that I was that tense about speaking in front of people. I actually had gone to the bathroom, and I just broke down in tears, you know, because I was shaking. And I found that feeling really overwhelming, that all I had to do was stand up and present my case, or even just, you know, state my name, I found that really nerve-wracking, and that hadn't happened to me in years. So what they taught us there was to sort of squeeze a certain part of our bodies, you know, really tense it up. And that did work momentarily. For me, it only worked momentarily. But it's literally, you know, I suppose saying things to myself, or just for me, just shutting my eyes and trying to block out the world and everyone else. That works, again, just a little. But I think I literally need a week. I need to take time out and work on my meditation, my way, because I know I'm not quite there, and I've got a long way to go.
But as you said, the reality of a busy life doesn't make it that easy. So how would you encourage somebody to start?
I think it's literally finding that corner. You know what they say to moms if you just had new babies, rather than being frustrated and throwing your baby on the ground, just leave them somewhere safe and walk away. Yeah, I think it's exactly the same thing. You need to stop and walk away. And I do that. I mean, I currently feel pretty stressed. I mean, I've just started college. But like today, I went, okay, right, you know, there's just so much. I just stopped. I stopped at some point and went, let me just look at my daughter and give her attention. And just forget about all those things I have to do. And that works. Sometimes you have to switch off the world. You have to, you know, lock the doors to everything else and just open one door.